June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the Chi Block, starring Eric Chiafalo.
877-881-1053. Where does Dickie Lovelady rank in the all-time top 10 of big league dudes named Dick? He is the newest New York Met. We will get to that here in a moment. We'll give you his backstory courtesy of the New York Mets broadcast. But first, a couple of really fascinating items. We start with Spotrac talking about Cooper Flagg. Have you seen this?
I have not.
If Cooper Flagg is a superstar, this is his financial path forward, okay? He's 18 years old.
Right.
So his rookie contract will go from 2025 to 2028, and that would be roughly $63 million.
Okay.
It's already pretty strong. If he never makes another dollar after that, he's going to be just fine.
But I know you're about to give us these preposterous numbers.
Then,
is he going to get to a billion?
In 2029, he will get the 30% Supermax extension. This, of course, if he's meeting the expectations. Yeah. From 2029 to 2033, he will make $359 million.
That's nice. That's very nice.
Then, in 2034, if things are going swimmingly.
Okay, so let's think about this for 1 second. In 2034, when he's 27 years old.
That's right. He will have already made over $400 million. And then he will sign the 35% Supermax Extendo.
Oh, my God.
2034 to 2038, where he will be due $509 million. So by the time Cooper Flagg is 31 years old, he has a chance to make, in just simply NBA salary, $930 million.
And he'd be 31 or 32?
And he would be 31 years old with potentially, if he's like a Dirk style type dude, with another like decade worth of basketball ahead of him.
All right.
That's unreal, dude.
Let's even say he's had some problems. He's been really good, injury here and there. He can get the Kyrie 3-year, $119 million. Even at that point, that would put him above $1 billion. So there's a shot he could make strictly in salary $1 billion playing basketball.
Yes.
That's freaking insane.
That's all exactly right.
So let's all throw our sports prayers up right now that he is every bit as good as that and earns all of that money with the Mavericks.
We will be doing that together, but the 214 just wrote in, I'm going to laugh at Cooper Flagg when he gets fat. Now, here's the deal. I think he's fat proof. He just doesn't have...
You think he's Reggie?
I think he's got some Reggie in him, man.
And so, if you don't know what that means, Reggie has continually told me, I ain't never been fat, ever! And so, I'm like, always checking in, even now that he's Houston. Like, we had a conversation 2 days ago. We had a conversation, and while we were talking, I made sure to throw in, hey, did you get fat at all? And he goes, not once!
It's amazing, and I can prove that true because he was on the fan cam just the other day. And he looked like the same old slim and trim Reggie, despite the fact that every time I saw him, it was some level of chicken tenders or pizza.
Well, let's pump the brakes here, Mr. Food Trash Compactor. I look the way I think you should look. All right. That's what I'm going to say. All right. With the food that you eat.
Hey, I brought an apple today.
Okay. That's good.
I brought a cutie or whatever.
Look,
as well.
I will, as long as I live, I will never forget the chef coming out from the kitchen.
That's right.
At spring training, because he wanted to meet you because he was in awe that you were able to take down the triple patty burger, and they bought you a dessert because they were like, first of all, I'm proud of you. Second of all, I know you can handle it. And so, yes, your metabolism works pretty quickly as well.
That was probably the highest honor of adulthood for me. And that all happened just because it was really out of spite, because when we were at the airport leaving for Surprise this past year, I ordered a patty melt from, I don't even remember what restaurant, at Love Field.
Yeah.
And I asked the lady waitress, hey, how big is this burger? Should you, like, I think I might just get a second patty on this. She's like, no, honestly, like, a lot of people share this. Like, this patty melt's pretty big.
You're furious about that.
When it came out and the meat on the patty melt was paper thin, I was beyond angry. And I said, this is not a mistake I'm going to make again, particularly on a trip where we're getting our meals per diem'd.
Did you consider confronting that lady?
I did. I absolutely did. I was like, I'm not going to be a bleephole right now. I'm just going to mental note it to myself. I'm not going to shortchange myself with the burger patties moving forward. Mm-hmm. So then when we got to the other place that we went to in Surprise, I was like, I'm going for it because I'm not making a mistake. And then I will say, when that burger came out, I was pretty shell-shocked at just
how big it was.
Of that burger.
Yes.
Yeah, that was amazing. I appreciate that. Okay, you were looking at me the same way DJ Khaled was looking at Joey Jaws at the Fanatics Fan Fest.
I was in awe. There were two things from that dinner in particular that I took home and had to share with my wife straight away. Nice. First of all, your feat of eating.
Yeah.
And second of all, that Mike needed to call his wife to get the password for Netflix so he could start watching wrestling at the table. Those are the two things that I walked away with from that.
And that one was far more shocking than me taking down the burger. The fact that Mike has become a wrestling guy like that.
He loves wrestling.
Okay, were you a big Fear Factor guy? Joe Rogan, television.
I liked watching the show. What I could never do, though, is, interestingly enough, the eating challenges. There were other things about, like, fear or pain that I was like, I think I could do that. I would be out every time of the eating challenge.
Dude, well, yeah, because it wasn't like something fun, like a giant burger.
Yeah,
it was like intestines of an animal, snout from an animal.
Yeah, can you eat this jar of bull testicles? It was like they wouldn't even just eat one.
No.
And they're like, that's pretty good. And they're just like, no, we got a jar of them.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That really was insane. Fear Factor originally ran on NBC from 2001 to 2006. And that was for the grand prize, by the way, of $50,000. So, Hagee, when you do end up eating all of those jars of whatever animal testicles, you would get $50,000.
It doesn't.
Not when we just gave you the Cooper flag context of where the inflation has taken us. I do wonder what the new iteration of Fear Factor is going to be from a payoff standpoint. Because it looks like we have Jackass's own Johnny Knoxville. He is the champion of fearless entertainment.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy. He pushes the boundaries. And now he will be replacing Joe Rogan on what is going to be the new installment of Fear Factor.
Because Joe Rogan's too busy or too big now to need to do that, right?
Yeah, I would think Joe Rogan would be making like five times as much in order to do that show as the grand prize winner.
Just having a three-hour conversation with somebody you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I told you, when you told me to listen to one specific podcast of him, I got like sucked into this world based off of a conversation that they had. So I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. That was, I'm glad you listened to that podcast. That was a good one.
It was tremendous. Thank you for the recommendation.
Okay, so one more good news item before we get to the top 10 big league dicks of all time in honor of Dickie Lovelady of the Mets. Buffalo Wild Wings. You're familiar, aren't you, Hagee?
I am.
Especially during the football season.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Wild Wings is launching bottomless appetizers for $9.99. starting Friday? Yes.
If they're bottomless, does that mean you have to bring your own beer then?
Yes, I do think those are the rules.
Okay.
That's what
I've understood in society. If they're bottomless, you have to bring your own beer.
That's in the fine print there.
What do you think of the odds that you're going to bankrupt Buffalo Wild Wings?
I was going to say, dude, this is a bad day to be a Buffalo Wild Wing appetizer if I'm stepping in that building. And a bad day to be the manager of that store. Because if they're being tried and true to the, as long as they're not giving me like false advertisement here.
Okay.
And it's just truly, I can just run it up
okay.
for $9.99. I can get fried pickles. I can get mod sticks. I can get the onion rings. I can get the chips and salsa, the queso. I mean, I could sit there. Like, is there a time limit on this? I don't know. I think you can order two at a time. That's like the only qualifier that I've seen. Two at a time. That's fine.
I'll tell you the other qualifier. Because like I know Applebee's used to do something like this. Also, if you work in the restaurant industry or you manage a place like this, can you tell me the profit margins on this? Because like I want to know if those profit margins are like soda. When they're like, yeah, you can get whatever soda you want for, you know, 42 cents. Because guess what? Costs 4 cents for us to make. And so I want to know those profit margins, but it'll be a smaller portion. So I believe they'll bring you the regular portion to start, and then those two follow-up plates will have what you want. It'll just be a smaller portion.
Okay.
But
all right.
Depending on how cool your waiter is, you can like go ahead and place the next order
right.
once you get that.
Yeah, because nobody's going to go in there and just take the complimentary two and
sure.
then move on.
For
Everyone's
sure.
going to want to get and feel like they got the bang for their buck.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's an interesting ploy to get people in the building.
I like it.
I think a lot of people these days are down for just apps as a meal. So, how many people are actually going to order an entree? Because I don't see anything about having to order an entree
right.
in order to get the deal.
Were you that person or have you been that person? Because, look, we've established me and Bobby have like just the most rudimentary, elementary, bland taste buds.
Yeah.
And so, I would definitely be the person at some restaurant that would get like mozzarella sticks or mozzarella sticks and wings or whatever, and that's my meal.
Right, right. Yeah.
You fall in that category at times?
Chicken wings for sure are a meal for me.
Okay.
Yes. Mozzarella sticks, not traditionally, but in a case like this, I will go spend $9.99 just out of principle.
Yeah.
And I'll just crush fried pickles and mozzarella sticks and I'll call it dinner.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Let's get to a top 10 list. Shout out to the Woolly Bully.
Ooh. Can I tell you one more sportsy thing?
Yes.
Okay. As predicted on this show numerous times, Dallas Wings versus the Indiana Fever is officially sold out. And it's, and remember, they moved this game to the AAC. I believe it's on Saturday. That game is officially sold out. And if you go on the secondary market for like, there are some eye-popping prices for a WNBA game. So I think this just shows the appeal of maybe the WNBA in general, but especially Caitlin Clark and Paige Bueckers, even though Caitlin Clark has really struggled as of late.
Yeah, these last few games, she has not really been herself. I almost think it's been since she got her eye poked and then got enforced to the hardwood. She got body checked.
Yeah.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Really doesn't seem like she's been the same since then.
Yeah, especially on the road.
What's going on, Miss Clark? All right, here we go. Let's start with the Mets broadcast giving us the backstory on the left-handed pitcher, Dickey Lovelady. He was signed to a one-year major league contract. He has been active. This is them giving the Dickey backstory.
Okay, so there was a controversy yesterday. Maybe controversy is too strong a word, but a misunderstanding. All of Richard Lovelady's friends call him Dickey.
Okay.
So when the Mets signed him and brought him to the big leagues yesterday, he consulted with the media relations staff, and they asked him, do you want to be known as Richard or Dickey? Fly ball out the center off the bat of Albies, and McNeil runs it down. And so he said, well, everybody calls me Dickey. Call me Dickey. And so the Mets put out a press release saying they'd signed Dickey Lovelady.
Right.
And then there was a response online about the idea of Dickey Lovelady coming to the Mets. And Richard was not anticipating that kind of reaction.
Really?
So he went back to the media relations staff and said, you guys can call me Dickey, but for
professional?
For informational purposes,
okay.
I'm still going to be Richard.
Uh-huh. All right. What a captivating back and forth. Even if you don't care about the game, I was in on that conversation.
Thank you. I knew you would be. So there it is. He's taken the baseball world by storm. Richard, a.k.a. Dickey Lovelady. So courtesy of one of my favorite sports bloggers, Mr. Stadhole, we present to you the top 10 baseball dick names of all time. We start at 10.
That makes sense.
Dick Hunt.
Oh, goodness.
Right fielder, second baseman, 5'9", 145 pounds.
Is it true he has a cousin named Mike?
Yes. They were both born in the 1800s.
Okay.
A lot of these dick baseball players are old school, man. Like,
well, that makes sense because they realize how juvenile our culture has become.
The dicks are a bit of a dying breed.
Yeah, they've adjusted.
So he, 5'9", 145, and he, let's see. Yeah. That's really all you need to know about this guy.
Is that because that's all you can find?
Yep. Okay. Number 9, Dick Hyde.
Okay, sure.
It's a shame that Hyde wasn't born earlier. Dick Hunt never had a chance to find him. Number 8, this is ridiculous. Dick Cox, a right fielder, 5'7". 158 pounds.
Okay.
He was born in 1966. Hagee, I know you were curious. He's a California guy.
And I know we got a boogie, but it's the same thing with the guy who runs the IOC, Dick Pound. Like, you have certain last names. You got to rule out some of these names.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, if your last name was Eric, hopefully they wouldn't name you Eric. So you'd be like, yes. Eric. I never quite understand how that happened.
Coming in at number 7 on the greatest big league dicks of all time in honor of Dick E. Lovelady.
That feels wrong.
Dick Hoover comes in at number 7. We have a gentleman named Dick Such.
Oh.
Now, this is probably the biggest one on the list. 6'4", 190 pounds.
On the other side of it, I guess, did you know that there is a baseball player right now named Jesus Made?
I did not know that.
You're welcome.
Number 5, Dick Wants.
Come on.
Wants is actually with a Z.
Us, but still.
Yeah.
You can't. No.
1940s when
that's
he was born.
Bad parenting. Okay, yeah. Maybe that's before we fell into this trap.
At number 4, we have Johnny Dickshot, 6 feet, buck 95. He was born in 1910.
Was that Plaxico Burress?
That's who he was honoring. That faithful night at the club. Number 3, we welcome in the newest dick in baseball, Dickey Lovelady.
I like it. I mean, come on.
At 2, we have Dick Pohl. He was 6'3", 200 pounds. He was stout.
Yeah.
And he was born in 1950. But number 1, the greatest dick in baseball history, Mr. Dick Burns. 5'7", 140 pounds. He was born in 1863.
Okay.
I mean, that is That's his God-given name.
There's no way they were using that slang back then, right? They were too busy worried about the Civil War and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Whose wasn't burning at that time?
Oh, man. You know what? You're joking about that, but it is shocking the amount of syphilis deaths there used to be.
Oh, no.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's Tom from My Buddy's an Idiot. Maybe you think that's what we were already doing. Also, we will check in with FC Dallas. All of that coming at you next right here on The Fan. Almost as many title defenses as arrests probably at this point. Let's do a little bit of My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. And then in about 5 or 6 minutes, we'll talk with Siki Nasabaling, the midfielder from FC Dallas. But we need to start with John Jones. Now, we only briefly mentioned this the other day. John Jones, per Dana White, is in fact retired. Tom Aspinall, the new undisputed heavyweight champion. But there's been more information that came out about John Jones from an incident in February. We'll call it an incident. So the Albuquerque Police Department were questioning a woman about a car crash, and she made lots of accusations about John Jones. And then the video comes out, and you do see that there seems to be a lot of supporting evidence for some of the claims that this woman made. And one of the things that John Jones says on the video, it appears as though it is a threat to the cop, because he's going on and on. Sounds like he's drunk. And at one point he says, "My brothers, they kill people for way less." And
it's quite the quote.
Yeah. And the cop says, "I got threatened over the phone." And so it's this whole thing, and it just doesn't look good. John Jones has had so many legal problems over the years. I hope that that's why he retired, to stay out of the spotlight and hopefully get his life together. It's just, I don't know. I feel like we've been through this several times. Look, we had John Jones on the show years ago, and he said something about, like, "Oh, you know, there's already so many people out there who hate me." And I go, "To be fair, you don't make it very easy at times, do you?" And he laughed and he goes, "Yeah, that's probably true."
Well, at least he has some level of self-awareness. It is crazy when it's just perpetual,
yeah.
Perpetual,
yeah.
Perpetual.
And it's a shame, because he is unbelievable. Now, Ariel Helwani had a really spicy opinion the other day, because somebody just said he's the GOAT of MMA. He's never actually lost a fight. Now, the one loss he has was a disqualification, because he was mercilessly destroying somebody with what then was an illegal elbow. Now, he's had a couple of fights where maybe you thought the decision should have gone the other way, but it didn't.
Right.
And so he's great. But Ariel Helwani was like, "If you've been stripped of your belt multiple times and suspended," he's like, "I'm sorry, I don't care how good you are, you're not the GOAT of the sport." And so there are a lot of people who are like, "I don't take that into consideration." And that might be a discussion for another day. Like, how much is your GOAT status impacted by, like, outside of the sport aspects? And I think John Jones would be a perfect case for that. You know, I think Jim Brown, before Tom Brady came along, that he would be another candidate for that. Now, I wanted to go to Steve Spurrier, because yesterday we talked a lot about the potential for Arch Manning.
Yes, we did.
Did you see that Steve Spurrier needed to come in and drink his brand of Haterade?
Yes, I did. The old ball coach.
He did. Quote, "Most people are picking Texas to win the SEC in football. They got Arch Manning already winning the Heisman, too. My question is, if he was this good, how come they let Quinn Ewers play all the time last year?" What was he, a seventh round pick? That's spicy.
Quinn Ewers takes a shot there for sure, catching strays.
Absolutely.
I get the general idea of, hey, we're really putting somebody up high on a pedestal here before we've really seen them do much in the way of producing at the level. But I think to make that as the argument, the Quinn Ewers thing, that was just all... That was set in stone. It almost felt like Arch and his family wanted that to be the case. They wanted him to just sort of marinate.
But if you're a Texas hater, you love Steve Spurrier today, right?
Oh, for sure.
You're like, good point, coach. But if you're a Texas fan or maybe even Texas adjacent, you're like, get over it, dude.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you just relax and let people be? It's the same thing about Cooper Flagg. Like, look, who knows what he'll turn out to be? Just the hype level and people that I trust, like LeBron, and well, when it comes to basketball thoughts, Ryan Scalabrine, I'm like, you know what? I'll listen to what your thoughts are. And, you know, Jay Billis and all these other people who are like, he's going to be incredible. Watch. I will take those people's word for it. All right, let's go from that to the Nuggets. By the way, if you have anybody that you want to call out for being an idiot, please feel free. What is the president of the Nuggets doing?
Man, I guess he's trying to just club the fan base over the head with some level of reality and extreme fear. But there's no way he should have said what he said out loud.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, and it feels very real because he started off with the wrong person gets injured. Okay, well, like, Boston is literally in the middle of that right now.
Yeah.
And they might go even further tonight in the NBA draft. We'll see. And then obviously Indiana has concerns with Tyrese Halliburton, but he continues. The wrong person gets injured and very quickly you're in a scenario that I never want to have to contemplate. And that's trading number 15. That's Nikola Jokic. I mean, you didn't have to say that part out loud. And so we're very conscious of that, pushing forward and providing the resources we can when the moment arrives. But that second apron, is it a hard cap? Not 100% sure. All right. Pause. That's probably not what you want to hear your team president say either, right?
No. No. Nothing about what the Nuggets have said or done post-championship is what I would want if I was a Nuggets fan.
Right. And then he followed up, I'm not 100% sure, but it's something that teams are obviously going to be very aware of going forward. I get it. It's complicated. Much like the NFL salary cap is complicated at times. If your job is in that profession and you're like one of the main people in charge of it.
You figure it out, bro.
I would hope. Like if you went to the Cowboys capologist and he's like, sometimes I don't know, man. The system's really confusing and I don't totally get it. I'd be like, I could see that. Secondly, probably more importantly, I'd be like, what? What do you mean you don't get it? That's your job.
It's the only reason you're here, pal. So, I don't understand why you say this. I don't understand why you let the people know that you might have to do this. What was the point of even saying any of this?
Yeah.
And just completely saddening and frustrating your fan base.
Because it felt like a threat, right?
About a hypothetical potential hasn't happened yet injury to one player.
I mean, what player? It's not like the Nuggets have players who have injury histories like Jamal Murray or Michael Porter Jr. Right.
Dang.
I probably should have cut that word off. So
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death?
These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
We're different. I apologize for that.
Yeah, I saw
Michael Porter Jr. Yeah, bit. Probably that's the wrong spot to cut that word off. I do apologize for that. But like, they have injury problems. So when you hear them go, "Oh, the wrong person gets injured," then you're going to trade the best person in the league, the best player in the league, for a couple more years until Cooper Flagg. I'm just kidding. Relax, people.
If I'm on that team, I want to know, like, am I the right player to get injured or am I the wrong player to get injured?
And you know, if you're that player on the team, you're like, it makes no difference. I can get injured. And they're like, that's great. Like,
we're not going to have to trade the Joker because of this injury.
It really doesn't matter. Now, I might be in the wrong on this one. Am I an idiot for thinking Dominican prosecutors are an idiot for seeking a 5-year prison term against Wander Franco? Ooh. Now, this goes back, obviously, a really long time. Keep in mind, Franco stopped playing baseball in August of 2023. So it's been almost 2 years since he even stopped playing baseball. About 2 years before that, he signed his 11-year, $182 million contract. He is on the restrictive list after being put on administrative leave because he allegedly was having a relationship with a minor who at the time was 14. And so maybe I'm an idiot. Maybe I need to just get over it and it doesn't actually involve me, but he's 23. So let's even go back 2 to 3 years ago. He's 20 or 21, hooking it up with a 14-year-old. I feel like we should all be able to come to the agreement that that's not okay, right?
Right, Hagee.
And I know the prosecutors are going to be like, we did come to that agreement. It's worth 5 years.
Yeah, five years.
That feels light.
That does feel light.
So I don't know if that's just the legal system, if I'm an idiot for that. By the way, as an aside to all of this, they are requesting that the minor's mother be sentenced to 10 years in prison because their argument is that she sexually trafficked her. So they're saying, like, she was the one who was facilitating that, and not just facilitating, but like maybe kind of forcing it.
Yeah, because after raiding the home of the girl's mom, the police said that they found $68,500 and a separate $35,000 that they allege was delivered by Franco.
Yeah. And like, it's tough because even his own attorneys, they're like, you know, is he the mastermind? Is he an accomplice? So it is weird to think that the person who like had this relationship might just be like, well, he's just an accomplice. It was really the mom who was the absolute worst of them all. I don't know if he got lied to about the age or whatever the case might be. So that's why it could be more complicated. Obviously, I have not seen all the documents, but just on the surface, it feels like a 21-year-old hooking up with a 14-year-old. We should probably be able to agree on as a society. Like,
I will say those 5 years for him in that prison are probably going to be pretty bad.
That's a great point. That is a very good point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what say we chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today? Terrific,
how are you?
Got me?
Check.
Still doing terrific.
Yeah, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for asking. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very, very much. It's Cooper Flagg Day. Are you guys excited for the draft? This is the one pick the Mavericks have for now. Or are you like, no, I was excited like a month and a half ago. I'm...
Yeah. No, this is just a formality. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch and just soak it all in. And the pageantry, as you know, you have won the night already.
For sure.
And that's been the case. But I am excited because there's a lot of player movement and rumors that come around.
All right. So let's start by talking about the number two pick. So it's going to be Dylan Harper, one would assume, even with a trade. What do you think about the idea that the number two pick would be part the centerpiece of a deal that would bring Jaylen Brown to the Spurs?
Ooh. That would be a bit crushing, wouldn't it?
A little bit.
Jaylen Brown's a very good player. I don't think Jaylen Brown's going to drive you to a championship next year, though.
Okay.
So I would, as much as that would hurt, I would think, okay, San Antonio didn't get Giannis, right?
True.
They got a player who maybe can be the best player in some games on our championship team, but you know, I don't think he's an MVP candidate. What do you guys think?
Do you think, just quick side question while they answer, before they answer that, do you think Wemby can be that player, or is the health stuff just too concerning?
I think he can, okay. But I think he, you know, as most big men are, that'll probably happen after age 25.
Okay.
Man, I mean, because the age factor was the first thing that I thought of. So, I mean, Jaylen Brown's just 2 years younger. I'm with you overall. Giannis is better. But I thought Jaylen Brown was the best player that Boston had during their championship run. I thought he was better than Tatum. So
he's
you have
a good
him.
Defensive player.
And this would, they keep Castle. They just give up the number two pick.
That's a good question, because I don't think it would be just for the number two pick. Although San Antonio's argument might be Boston, I know you're looking to shed even more salary. You gave him the most expensive contract in the history of basketball.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. I'm not sure, because if it involves Castle as well, then maybe you start to change your perspective.
Yeah, I'd be concerned. That has trouble written all over it. That's a hell of a duo right there, Jaylen Brown and Wemby.
Well, and then it's really a trio with De'Aaron Fox. Like those three guys right there, you feel like immediately, assuming Wemby's health, can start competing day one in the Western Conference. If it's keeping the number two pick, then it's still thinking about the Spurs a few years from now being somebody to really have to, you know, be a force to be reckoned with, but
that's win right now
with Jaylen Brown. Yeah, all definitely. Of a sudden you become an immediate win now team.
Are you fascinated at all by Oklahoma City? They have picks 15 and 24, and there's been rumblings that they want to make a move up to try to take a big swing player, you know, like a Giannis from years ago that you're like, I mean, it's going to take a minute, but we're just fine right now.
I don't think anybody wants to trade with that guy.
I can see that.
I would not pick up the phone. See that. You know what? It's like, oh, it's Oklahoma City on the line. Don't leave it. No,
just hang up. Just
let it ring. Let it ring. I ain't talking to Sam Presti today. I'm just don't feel good about this. It's gonna be. We're gonna get worked. We're gonna give up something we don't want to give
up.
He's
the new Danny Ainge.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, there's general managers like we said. We talk about this a lot. There's six teams that get it, and the rest don't. Give me the teams that don't get it. I don't want to talk to the six that understand it.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, I think the thing with Sam Presti is I want to talk to him a lot. You know, I want to hire him as my next GM.
Yeah.
Well, if you're already a GM, you don't want Sam Presti come rolling into your backyard.
No, right? No, I'm calling him as the owner.
Because that means you're out.
That means you're doing commentary on ESPN with Windhorst.
If I'm the owner, I'm talking to my GM. I'm like, hey, call up Sam Presti and set up a call with us. I want to pick his brain about some trades. But seriously, you know, he has done such a good job of foreseeing all of this. I think he's the guy. I think the main thing right now is just to pay attention closely to how he's maneuvering.
Okay.
Which is, hey, we need more young, great players because we got to pay the ones we got right now, and we can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And stay competitive. So, you know, this is always having to look 3-4 years ahead. Like, where is our next wave of cheaper labor coming from?
The other team I'm really fascinated by is Brooklyn. So Brooklyn has 5 picks in the first round. No team in the history of the NBA has ever made 5 selections in the first round. So there's rumblings, of course, that they want to move up because even though they have 5 selections, their highest one is 8. So
yeah, we want to package these.
Yeah, things. So maybe they're going to be looking to move.
I would. I mean, you need an impact player. You need your next franchise star, and it doesn't matter if you have 5 first round picks and you hit on like 5 fringe starters,
sure,
and maybe a couple of decent players.
Yeah.
Like you got to go, and this draft is just top heavy. You know, I'd be thinking about our guy at Lake Highlands there, UT.
Yeah, Trey Johnson.
Yeah,
Trey.
Yeah.
So when we first moved into the top 4, and I know that was happening like right when you guys were finishing up the show, that's immediately what I thought. I was like, ooh, maybe we could get Trey Johnson, because I didn't think we'd elevate all the way to number 1. Do you guys anticipate the Mavs, or do you hope the Mavs would do anything else, whether that's to make a swing at like a Walter Clayton Jr.
Yes.
or anything like that in the first round?
That's what you do then, right? In Brooklyn, the team to call?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, let's throw chum in the water right now. Hey, what do you want for 22?
Yeah.
What do you want for 26? Give me an idea what you want for these picks right now, and we'll work this thing out.
What if the thing they want is some combination of PJ Washington?
Well, I mean, when you're talking PJ Washington, that better be a pick inside the top 10. you know, maybe seven, top eight. Okay. I just think he is an elite role player.
You feel the same way about Gafford? Would he be at the same?
I mean, to a lesser extent. You know, if in a role player on a 1 to 10, P.J. Washington's a 9, I think Gafford's around a 7.
So Brooklyn would give you 8 for that guy, for P.J. Washington?
I think at least.
See, I don't think they would, and I thought that was your point, is you're like, well, I'm not settling for anything less than 8. Mm. If they do,
how about 19? No, can we get this guy at 19?
They gave up 6 for Gerald Wallace a decade ago.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe,
I don't know that Brooklyn's very good at this either.
Maybe they're one of the 6 that don't get it, and they got all those picks. And I think you got. I'd get on the phone, maybe have like a draft day scenario here where you got a guy, general manager, down there panicking. Sonny, what's going on? Sonny?
The thing about picking the 20s in the NBA, though, is it's probably a guy that can't help you immediately. And I need to be making trades for guys that are going to step in and be rotation players at least.
And I think that's a fair point, because whether it's Clayton, Igor Demme,
Hey, tell me how good this Clayton kid is from Florida.
He gives me Brunson vibes.
Okay, and that's the thing.
We're talking. Let's go.
And I think he can run the point some. Like, I know you're just trying to bide your time until Kyrie goes, and he's kind of like a combo guard as well, but he can run the point some. I think the Brunson comparison is really apt because he proved that he's a winner who could lead his team at the college level. I know that doesn't always translate, but that is a very fascinating vibe, because there just seems to be the thought, much like Brunson before him, the kid's a winner, and he'll figure out a way to make it matter for your team.
And then in the fourth quarter, man, he just took over in the tournament for Florida. Like that Tech game, they're not winning if it's not for him just saying, I'm just going to go ahead and take this thing over. His shot making, the three-point ability, he does have some elements where I'm like, dude, you might be able to get a steal if you take this guy late.
But traditionally, I understand your point. The 20s are not, even the teens are not.
You got to be interested in this guy, though. Yeah. If you're saying Brunson-like, let's go.
He's small. I mean, he's 6'2", 199. It's not,
but he plays the point,
you don't like your smaller guards, Gavin, but this guy.
He's a gamer.
He is.
What about our guy from Israel? Saraf.
Ooh.
Don't look at me.
I was going to say Igor Demin is the other name that I've heard.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
See, Saraf is like, I'm hearing this guy's 6'6", and he's got like a high basketball IQ, can run the point. I'm hearing that about
U18 Euro champ, one MVP there.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord
I'm
knows
sold.
We like that route.
Handle, pace, footwork, passing gives him potential as a ball handler.
And we need to get on that phone and start making some trades here.
Especially to Brooklyn. They got plenty of
Brooklyn has got plenty of opportunities to trade and just kind of fool them a little bit, you know?
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Heggy, thanks for asking. We are fired up about drafting Cooper Flagg tonight. We're going to talk with ESPN's National Recruiting Director, Paul Biancardi, at 3.
Ooh, I like
Pure Gold, as always. Did I say that?
Yes, you did. It's going to be double as good. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say Flaggy goodness, Heggy.
He better not hear that on Friday.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.